This is the EIR podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs in residence with your host, Henrik de Geer.
Who are you and what do you do?
So my name is Doug Campbell, the success coach. I'm a CEO coach for growing businesses and also an entrepreneur in residence with Innovate Stamford in Connecticut.
Doug, how are you involved as an entrepreneur in residence?
Well, it fits perfectly with my background. I've been a CEO coach for 25 years. I was a professor for 10 years and taught entrepreneurship and MBA, executive MBA. And I've also started 5 businesses. So I was asked to help out with the entrepreneur in residence in Stamford. And so I meet twice a week, kind of half days with entrepreneurs in the area. EIR has been fun. We have a very interesting area, a lot of international people, very sophisticated new businesses. So it's been fun to be involved on this level.
Doug, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen as an entrepreneur in residence?
I would say, you know, getting the message out that we're doing this. A lot of people have learned about it. We also sponsor and support 1 Million Cups, which is a Kauffman Foundation effort around the country and around the world on entrepreneurship. So I send a lot of people to come to that every month. But the challenge, I guess, is really coordinating with other groups that help support entrepreneurs. We coordinate with Connecticut Small Business Development Corporation, which is very good on helping find funding for companies. Steve Samaya also is an entrepreneur in residence, so a lot of times we'll tag team entrepreneurs who come to us. Maybe we'll meet with them separately or even meet together sometimes. But the you know, the opportunity is there. And I, you know, I just had a woman who was from Mexico City and wants to import organic food and help with distribution. I had a woman who taught at 9 schools in the Middle East and is setting up kind of an insurance, you know, help find a job program for people going abroad. Their kids are going abroad. I have a woman who does a lot of the jewelry for Game of Thrones and is setting up a 3D printing company, customized, you know, it's a very interesting range of businesses. So that's been fun. I enjoy the diversity and you know, the challenge of helping them. The successes are coming along. I've just been doing this since the beginning of the year. Got someone who's just launching a kind of a disaster relief business, you know, helping if there are problems with your business. Again, the one I went who just went abroad to the Middle East on a project, but she's, you know, very clear on what she wants to do. So a number of them are moving along. And I think there's a lot of energy behind the entrepreneurship. There are now 4 accelerators in the town. It's, you know, it's about 130,000, a lot of young millennials. So I think this has become part of the culture around the middle of the city. So that's been a success. And we've partnered with a number of people. I also, you know, I also mentor Yale entrepreneurs, and I'm involved with the Entrepreneurship Foundation, which supports a lot of college entrepreneurs statewide. And I'm also on the board of the Angel Investor Forum, which helps fund and grow businesses in Connecticut and the area. So, I see a lot of people I can connect some of these emerging entrepreneurs with, and that's worked out very well as well.
Doug, what advice would you like to share with other EIRs?
I would have a philosophy. I mean, I actually have always been interested in entrepreneurship and, you know, had a child portrait photography business in college. And when I went to business school at the University of Virginia at Darden, I actually started the Entrepreneurs Club, and I had Frank Batten come in and speak. And Frank was starting a little venture called the Weather Channel, which back then seemed like a wild idea. He sold it for $3.5 billion, but and then he gave $62 million to the Entrepreneurial Center at Darden. But I've always seen that. So I think have a philosophy that you really like and understand and are thinking about new ventures all the time. And I certainly network very widely with my background of having started a newspaper and a tutoring business and a consulting business, and I wrote a book on the law of the sea, ocean law, with a professor when I was in college, and worked at the UN and the State Department. And, you know, so I have a very, and then I also was head of marketing for a Fortune 100 and had 23 locations, you know, across the country. So I've seen a lot of different businesses, business ideas, but I guess have a philosophy to help people and network widely. I tend to get out and network with marketing groups, with PR groups, with coaching groups. I'm in the National Speakers Association, so I've written a couple books on reinventing your business and your career. So when I speak, you know, a lot of times I reinforce the entrepreneurial option or that. And I think young people, I always suggest that one of the best courses you can take is to take an entrepreneurship course. And it really is a great exercise because you have to present your idea, you have to do research, you have to build a team, you have to write up and think, creatively and systematically, and you have to engage people in your idea and get them behind it. So there are a lot of very integrated experiences and components to that. And most courses are, you know, pretty flat, or you kind of learn from a professor and maybe you learn out of a book. But entrepreneurship, you're really out in the marketplace too. When I taught entrepreneurship, I would always have the students go out, I'd give them 20 questions and go out and interview an entrepreneur, could be a relative, a neighbor, and come back and present it to the class. And everyone did that. And a number of people actually got angels to fund their business. But it was, people like to talk about their businesses and what they've done and they're passionate about it, even if they're incredibly successful. So, and they do like to help other entrepreneurs. It's definitely part of the culture. So being an EIR is something I guess I've always been oriented to, and I've really enjoyed the experience.
Doug, where can we learn more about Entrepreneurs in Residence and your work as an EIR?
I'm the success coach, www.thesuccesscoach.com. You know, as I said, I've wrote a book called Where to Go From Here, Reinventing Your Business and Your Career. I'm a national speaker. It's Douglas Campbell 3. If people are interested, or they can send me an email, doug@thesuccesscoach.com. But I think there are a lot of exciting ideas, and I think there's a real new focus maybe on business and entrepreneurship. I was meeting with someone the other day. I was up at a wedding, and he's got a very interesting new ideas to attract. It's called the Rural Lab, and very successful. He grows all the hops for Connecticut brewers. And Connecticut, I have a couple clients that are breweries in Connecticut and have grown rapidly. There are now 111 brewers in Connecticut, which is up from, 15, 6 years ago. So huge opportunities in certain niches, and it's exciting. So, but he's trying to attract businesses to a very attractive area of Connecticut called Litchfield, Connecticut, very successful rural farms and rural businesses, and have, so there are all these ideas bubbling up. So I think, if you find people, I've connected him to several people who will be quite interested in what he's doing. So that's kind of the way I take my philosophy and help build it. And then as I go out and network, or as I read things or see things, I'll send people articles or connect people, because I think it's, once you're passionate about an idea, it's really a question of staying on it and learning and staying focused and getting people to get excited about the idea. And obviously they're probably 80 or 90% of the time are frustrations, but certainly in the early stages, but once you get a lot of momentum, it's a very exciting process, and personal growth is tremendous. My cousin started a business called Winter Silks. He created the whole silk products business, and he was a publisher for Cross Country Magazine and worked for Times Mirror, and a lot of times. And so he started selling environmental books. His grandmother had written a book on herbs, and he started selling environmental products. And one of the products he tested, now this is quite a while ago, was silk gloves. And the silk gloves hit. It was a huge margin. He transferred the whole business to a 68-page catalog on silk products. And he was a great writer. So he wrote about the, you breathe well. It's great for outdoor activity. It's healthy, et cetera. But a lot of times, if you have an idea that you want to grow, it's not the first idea or the second idea. It's probably somewhere between the 2.5 and third idea, which is a variation of your initial focus or push. So I think, stay at it, learn from people, grow, evolve with the market. But a lot of times your initial focus really maybe isn't where you'll eventually end up. And then, of course, you need to have a really strong team. who's on your team. And even if you're a small independent, you've got to think about who is on your team. It's, you know, it's the accountant maybe you work with partly. It's the friend down the street. It's the your development person or your web person or, you know, think broadly who can help you and who can help you build a business and keep in touch with them.
For more about this, visit EIRpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.